holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. They are many, but we don't want to forget any of them. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. That's our God. So I'm calling you to worship him with me, with the rest of us, with our brothers and sisters. We're going to give him the honor and the glory that he deserves. And we'll be just blessed by that, by blessing him. Amen? Can't receive a better blessing than to bless God and then wait for him to return it. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Mighty, mighty Savior, mighty, mighty Lord, mighty, mighty Savior, you are my God, you are my God. Father, 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 my Lord, Father, 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 my Lord. Let your praises ring, let your people sing, you are a mighty, mighty Savior. Mighty, mighty Lord, mighty, mighty Savior, you are my God, you are my God. Jesus, 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 my Lord, Jesus, 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 my Lord. Let your praises ring, let your people sing, you are a mighty, mighty Savior. Mighty, mighty Lord, mighty, mighty Savior, you are my God, you are my God. Spirit, Spirit,
Savior wants to be saved too.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware. You are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. This morning, Brother Rod Buxton will be sharing the word with us this morning. Praise the Lord. Our pastor will be at Bohan Christian. He'll be sharing the word through Wednesday night. So be in prayer for him. That God will use him in a mighty, mighty way. and the anointing of God would be so prevalent in the place that people would fall down and worship. Wouldn't that be awesome? That just the presence of God would cause people to just fall down and worship. You read about that in the scriptures over and over. If you read any in the Old Testament, you read about the presence of God being so overwhelming that the people just fall out. They just fall down and worship in the presence of an almighty God. Can you imagine what heaven's going to be like? Woo! I'm telling you, I get sometimes, the older I get, the more overwhelmed I get with the thinking about how wonderful heaven is going to be. And I get to experience that on a daily basis sometimes with the nursing home and the older people. I'm saying older people who talk about the things of God and how wonderful the things and the life that they've lived, and even the hardships. Some of the stories that they tell about hardships. There's one of the ladies, she came through the Holocaust. It's in our building. She was a prisoner. And she talks to me about some of the experiences that she had and how she had found favor in some of the eyes of the men because of her beauty. It's like God despairing her. He had his hand upon her. It's amazing, but I'm telling you guys, heaven's going to be worth it all. Heaven is going to be worth all that we go through down here, the hard times, the good times, the great times, the blessed times, and even those times whenever we're not so blessed or we don't feel so blessed. It's going to be worth it all. Mexico trip. Next Sunday afternoon after service, we'll be talking more in detail about our Mexico trip and the finances and the costs and what we need to be prepared for, and if you need to get some shots, and you know, those things that you may be wondering about if you're interested in going to Mexico next April, last week of April, that's whenever we're looking at going. So be praying, thinking, talking. If you have any questions, talk with Gail or myself. We'll kind of be working together with all that going on to the Mexico. So anybody that's interested, please. We'll do it right after service next Sunday. Right after service, so there won't be any, you won't have to stay late or come back or anything. Just right after service. No Bible study this Wednesday. The class will resume on the 17th. Don't forget our annual staff meeting. Annual staff meeting coming up at the 19th hole on the 13th. For those of you who are a part of the staff, make sure that you attend. Sunday, October the 13th, all staff. Sunday, October the 14th, Dixie Bell. Saturday, October the 13th, Sunday, Dixie Bell. How many are interested in going to Dixie Bell? I am. I want to go. That's awesome. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Well, it always is a lot of fun, just fun and fellowship. 21st is communion, and also the 21st in the afternoon is Willows. So Willows is a phenomenal ministry, a great outreach. If you're looking for an outreach for yourself to be able to touch other people's lives, the Willows is a great place. I experience it every day. You need to experience it. It'll be a blessing to you. Are there other announcements this morning that we can, anyone else?
I have a question. What's the cost of the Dixie Bell?
Dixie Bell.
We're paying to charge for it as we've done in the past. If you feel like putting a donation in, drop it in the basket in the bag.
All on donation. Everybody already showed up.
It's free.
Zero, Billy. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glad to be home. I tell you, there's no place like home. Let's do birthdays. Anyone got birthdays this morning? Debbie Smith. I don't know her. Do y'all know her? Her birthday's tomorrow. Give her a call. Shoot her a message on Facebook or something. It's pretty neat whenever. I tell you what, I enjoy this communication where I can't find Bill anywhere unless he's on Facebook, seems like, because life is busy. I don't know if you guys are busy, but it's crazy busy. And so it's nice to be able to just calm down, take a deep breath. And oh, I got a message from Mike Piazza. Mike, how are you doing this morning? I enjoy that. I enjoy the communication, the social media. But you, as everything else, you got to be careful what you say. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Tuesday the 9th, Jessie Van Arsdale. Woo-woo! How young is she going to be? 27. Praise the Lord. Madison. Oh, my goodness. How old are you going to be, Madison? You're going to be 7? Are you having a big party?
I'm mostly going to be in my room.
Oh, mostly in your room? Well, we can't all fit in your room, so. It'd be kind of hard for everybody here to get in your room, so. You're not inviting everybody, right? Okay, right. But you're inviting Alexis and Johnny and Mallory and anybody else who wants to come. Yeah. Papa's coming. Madison, happy birthday. Any other announcements that needs to be made this morning? And no anniversaries? Prayer request. Ruth has an announcement. Where might Ruth be? Oh, there she is. Hi, Ruthie.
Hey, kiddo. Glad to have you back. I'm not doing it, am I?
You're full of your supercharge.
You messed it up.
You blanked out to us.
He's my little brother. I can do that. Okay. All right. Oh, here we go. This one? This end?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it working? Yes, it's working. All right. The 27th of this month, we're going to have the Fall Festival. And we're going to be doing it in our great room. So we're going to have chili cook-off and games and that sort of thing. Games for adults. You're going to sign up like good little gaming people. And
gamers.
And we'll have some prizes and that sort of thing. We're going to have games for the children. And if you would like to participate, you can do the trunk or treat deal. Does anybody know what that is? No, nod your heads. Okay. So if you'd like to do that, we're going to sign up for that. So by next Sunday, have your little things in mind, what you'd like to do, signing up for games, signing up for the trunk or treat, and who would like to actually enter into a competition for your chili. Chili changes all the time. So, you know, the older you get, the better you get with it. So. And Wanda would tell us about the food. Oh, and one thing, okay. We're trying to sneak in, and Colleen, does Colleen know?
No.
Well, Colleen, you have to keep a secret. We're going to do Pastor Appreciation Day with that. So be thinking of some of the things you might like to do for that. You can roast him or... or you can just hug him up. But we'll have a basket for cards and this sort of things. And so this is a work in progress. So if you have ideas, please let us know. And Wanda, bless her heart, is going to relieve me of thinking about food. So now it's her turn.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. I was given instructions to hold it like this, so I'm trying to follow instructions. Ruth already covered the chili. The church will be providing hot dogs. Dessert is covered. I have an abundance of homemade ice cream in my freezer that got shuffled because of family fun night twice, so I'm gonna get a cake to honor Terry, and we'll have ice cream. So please do not bring dessert. Put it towards treats for the kids, and make your chili extra special good. So
not too hot. It'll be a mixture of all kinds, I promise. Hey, and last year's winner was Jesse Van Arsdale.
So I got an update on Jeff Lowe. He called me last night. He's back home and everything. He said the surgery was a success, but he's still in a lot of pain. Still needs everybody's prayers and stuff. But he's on the mend and everything. So God is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
We were talking about roasting pastor. I've never had roasted pastor, but I've had roasted chicken. So, but if anybody wants to roast him, Colleen might have something to say about that.
George.
Yes.
I almost forgot. I'm on the mic. Do you all remember? Well, I guess you would ever. last winter when I got that flu and the virus and it took out part of my hearing and all that, I went this past week for a follow-up, and they redid a hearing test and everything, and God has healed me. I have, yes. Even my hearing in my right ear is better than it was before. And there's just one little tiny place and a very high decibel that I'm missing in my left ear, but that's it. So, praise God.
Our God reigns. Amen. Anyone else got a testimony? We love testimonies here. We love to hear about what God is doing in your life and through your life. Anyone? Yes, Pastor.
Praying for our son Jamie and us this past weekend. God just took care of everything. We had to get up pretty early on Friday to get into the hospital to see him before a surgery. But he had an appendectomy, and we got there and talked with him, prayed with him, and they came in and wheeled him out. And we stayed with him all day at the hospital, and we brought him home Friday night and tucked him in and stayed overnight, and then went and saw him yesterday and stayed with him through the day. So he's recovering wonderfully. Everything went well. Fortunately, it was orthoscopic, so he's arthroscopic.
Laparoscopic.
Well, it's one of those where they just go in little holes. Anyway, but everything just really went well, and we appreciate you all's prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'd just like to give you just a little testimony. We went to Florida a week and a half ago, something like that. Left on Friday a week ago, Friday week. And saw numerous accidents. It was like, wow, this is just car wrecks after car, truck wrecks, big tractor and trailer wrecks. And every time we'd come up on one, we'd just stop, and while we're there, we're praying, loosing angels, praying against the spirit of death and against death, and just asking God to bless and thanking him for his angels over us. Well, on our way back, nature takes its course, and we had to make a quick stop. Okay, y'all understand nature's course. And so we got off, and we weren't five, maybe 8 minutes. Well, we get back on the interstate and take off about the same amount of time that we had pulled off and stopped down the highway. We come up on another major accident. And I got to thinking, and thank God for nature. Because I got to thinking, that's about the same time that we were off the highway, that if we'd have been on the highway, it could have been very possible that we would. Angels, every time you get in that vehicle, you need to say, Lord, thank you for your angels that surround and protect us. Because angels are there. And they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister unto those who are heirs of salvation. That's us. That's me. That's you. That's us. And there's a whole lot more angels than there are people. And I'm so glad there are. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all the testimonies. Thank you for the goodness of God here in the land of the living. Lord, that you watch over us, you protect us, you guide us, you direct us, you anoint us, you heal us, you provide for us, you do everything that we have need of because we're your kids and you love us. And we're so glad you're our Father. You're a good Father, a good, good Father. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. And we bless those, and we pray healing for those who need healing. We pray comfort for those who need to be comforted for the loss maybe in their life. We ask you, O God, to be the Father in our hearts and in our lives that you truly are, in Jesus' name. At this time, we'll dismiss any of the children to Children's Church, and Pastor Rock, if you would come on back and minister to us in music. Amen.
Battery dead.
Tell you what, you can sit down for this one. We'll get you to stand for the second one.
On me, for I am his and he is mine.
the precious blood of Christ.
Forever He is living. sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome.
Seated.